I have to go back and listen and hear what somebody asked. So, okay.
I guess I'll moderate. So, does somebody have a question that they want to start with? Or are we going to go eat early? Eric.
Just a question on the Gnosko thing. I know you said epigenosko, but I also see in the context, is there a different way in the Greek language that they show just Gnosko and epigenosko? Is there a preface before epigenosko?
Well, since I brought it up, I'll address that. The epi is an intensifier, and it's actually prefixed to the gnosko or gnosis. So as an intensifier, I'd say it's the full experiential knowledge.
Oh, okay.
And then there's oida knowledge, which is knowledge of fact, intuitive knowledge, things like that. Okay, Rich, it's yours. I've gone down a good place to eat now.
Anybody else?
Oh, I have a question off topic. In Leviticus 26, you have the blessing and cursings and or warnings to the Jews. How does that, does this have happen in Revelation, or is that just in the Old Testament prior to Christ coming?
Both. No, the law is had. This is part of. See, there's three parts of the law. There's the Ten Commandments, there's the statutes, and there's the judgments. One of the problems with grind a little axe here. One of the problems with people who want to live under the law today, they pick and choose. They don't take the whole law. So part of the law is that if you mess around in the land, you will be judged. That's also going to be true during the tribulation, because there are going to be seven more years of law.
Yeah, I understand that. But when you, I don't know if it's the English, it has this cursing will happen if this continues, this will come.
Sure.
And then when you look at in Revelation, it's not quite in order, so they have similarities, but.
Okay, I'm not quite understanding your specific, but under law, we all the time, in fact, particularly Christians that want to live under law, go back and see the blessings. You know, if you do this, you're going to be this, you're going to do that, and we have whole denominations based on that. Well, it's also true, if you didn't do that, your cow wouldn't have a calf. If you didn't do that, you wouldn't have twins, or not have any. And that's the curses that are there. That will also be true in the first, to some extent, during the tribulation, because they're under law. But in the land would be the land that's captured, if I read that right. If I remember that exact citation, you said 19?
26, Leviticus 26.
Yeah. That's in the land that's captured. So if I may extrapolate or get to what you're saying, yes, these curses occurred during the Old Testament and will occur when the Old Testament is during the tribulation. That's the only, that would be the only link to, now keep in mind that the Jews will only be in the land for 3.5 years in the book of tribulation, in the book of Revelation and the tribulation. They'll be in the wilderness for 3.5 years.
I was thinking with reference to that, Israel finally having, in a spiritual sense, gone off and played the harlot. God then, of course, has a prophet, and the kids that are born, the man having as a prophet born a harlot, or married a harlot, he has to name the kids things like "Lo Ami," not my people, and all these things. So at that point, Israel's, I don't think God's dealing with any blessing potential at all. And then Christ comes, and when he comes to Israel, they're sheep without a shepherd. So what Christ is doing is he's then offering, in effect, the kingdom potentially. They could have turned to the true God, to the Messiah, the anointed of God. And then he would start working with them. But as it is, I think he's not going to start working with them again until mid-trib. And then things are going to happen when, you know, they're going to start turning toward the true God. So I guess I would think that the blessing and cursing opportunity, they pretty well went cursing, 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 and then he cuts them off and then graciously offers Messiah. So the modern state of Israel, no application. And when he starts working again with them, by the time the Great Tribulation ends, the only Jew who saved it, or who makes it physically alive through the Great Tribulation, is a saved one. And then he gives them new hearts. And then once they get into the kingdom, I think other things pertain. You know, you're not going to have the Jews tolerated to go off and do these things. Angelic cops coming down and cutting off so no one does any harm in the kingdom.
I have a question about 1 John 2:3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He doesn't address whether that if is in first class or third class or whatever class condition. And
I believe there's a subjunctive in there, if we should keep his commandments. So, yeah, a third class, if we should keep his commandments.
If we will.
If we should. You have to have the subjunctive in there. There's a possibility. Third class, is that the more likely or more probable future? So if it were an extended translation, we experientially know that we came to experientially know him in the past, if we should, as is more likely the case, keep his commandments.
In that construction, the likelihood of the condition is based on the first statement. I'm thinking, and then Pastor Steve can help with this, I'm thinking at least on two different instances where it says in the church there's neither Jew nor Gentile. So if they're Messianic Jews, that is such a conglomerate of incongruent statements that I don't quite know how to explain. I'm thinking you better keep going to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4.
Okay.
Do you want those verses where there's new? You got them. They're in Galatians 3 and they're in 1 Corinthians.
Yeah, I'm looking at Galatians 4, starting with verse 1. And he's dealing with how the Son incarnate comes to be of a woman, comes under law for the purpose that he might buy out of the agora those who were under law so that they might receive the Son placing as mature ones. And it talks about how you can't be mature under law, the observance of days in verse 10, months, times, and years. So.
I think it does that too. Around 10.
Yeah.
Here's something that anybody that wants to be a Jew, or a Christian, quote, that wants to be under law. In Galatians 5:3, the last part, Paul says, he that is debtor, as a debtor to the law is under the whole law.
Yeah.
You can't pick and choose. And then over in the, I believe it's over in the sixth chapter, he reiterates that. Oh, yeah, verse 13. Neither they themselves who are circumcised keep a quality of law, but desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in the flesh. And it's just counterproductive, both in initial salvation, just call yourself a Jew, and in present tense salvation to try and practice Judaism in any form. It's just, but I'm going to say something that I don't mean to be caustic, but I learned a long time ago, there's certain things you can argue with and certain things you can't. And the Yahweh people, if that's the kind of people you're talking about, only God can argue with them, and only 1 Corinthians 15:1-4 would be applicable in my humble opinion.
Yeah, and for me, on the same subject as Romans chapter 10, going about establishing our own righteousness, but it says in verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law to everyone for righteousness that believes in him.
Okay, I have another question. This one's for Rich. And that's not when you were discussing the sin nature. And several times you made the comment of the sin nature and having the unrighteousness that comes from the sin nature. Are you going to discuss later the strengths of the sin nature that the world would not consider unrighteousness, such as prophesying, you know, when Jesus in Matthew 7 says prophesying in my name or doing this in my name, and he says I never knew you, the things that come from the old sin nature like approbation, lust, or things that you might do that don't seem unrighteous, but they are unrighteous because they're not done in the spirit. Or maybe that's not phrased just right, but you know what get what I mean?
Okay, let me see if I got it. There are, of the 17 works of the flesh, there are some that are accepted by our society and they actually seem like a good thing, such as zeal, and I'm looking at them now. A lot of such as zeal or religious superstitious awe. Some of these, idolatry, the one you were talking about had to do with religious superstitious awe. Idolatry, which is putting anything above God. Some of these, the world system doesn't like and tries to control. But I would say zeal is one. There's a certain cult in your community that has in their religiosity the idea that everybody needs to be very prosperous, and we look at them, that one religion, I'll just say it, Mormons, we look at them and we say, man, they're industrious people, they're good people. Is this what you're the kind of thing you're talking about?
Yes.
But we know from Scripture, since it's not, since that motivation or that zeal doesn't come from God, it comes from the sin nature. It's unrighteous. But it looks good because they're industrious people. You don't have to give them welfare. They got 6 months of food stored up. And none of this is bad. And the world says, wow, they're good citizens. They are for the world system, but they're not for the family of God. Did that answer your question? I'm not going to get into that because I was quite aware last night that I was just skimming the top and I need to slow down a little bit. And let me just say this, as not as an excuse, but I spent, at our church, I spent
three Sundays just on the first four works of the flesh, and so it wouldn't. I don't think we're going to cover them all 17 here. Just a guess.
Did that answer it?
But some of them do look good to the world.
Anybody else? I know there's a few people downstairs, but while we're still up here and we're all together, I'm going to ask Edward, would you just return thanks for the food we'll share when we eventually get downstairs?
Father, thank you that we can be fed from your word and that the Holy Spirit's going to use it in our lives in the way that you see best. And thank you that we can now eat this physical food for your goodness in providing for us. And for your faithfulness in our lives to be continuing working with us, and that you're going to finish what you started.